This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. There's a shortage of doctors in America. It's been years in the making. Projections show that within the next 10 years, the U.S. will need between 15 and 35,000 more physicians than it has now. A group of Harvard and MIT graduate students in economics has put a sobering spin on that fact. They analyzed data on licensed physicians who are working in the United States who are from the six countries the Trump administration is targeting in its new executive order, the one that bans immigrants and refugees. Those countries are Iran, Yemen, Somalia, Syria, Sudan, and Libya. The researchers found that there are 7,000 doctors from those countries. They provide about 14 million medical appointments a year for patients. The researchers are wondering how the order will affect those doctors, future doctors, and patient care for Americans. Peter Ganong researched the report, which is called the Immigrant Doctors Project. And Peter, what prompted you to conduct this research, you and the group?
One of the researchers on our team, her name is Mitra Akhtari. She was born in Iran and came to the U.S. in 2001. Her mother's a psychiatrist. Her brother was 15 when they came. He now works as an oncologist. They both work in Texas. Mitra grew up in El Paso. And so basically Mitra, in the context of when the executive order came out, saw that she wouldn't have been allowed to come to America if we were fast-forwarding 16 years. And all of the patients that her mom serves and that her brother serves wouldn't have been able to come to America.
So based on Mitra's case, you crunched a lot of numbers of people who are like her. And one of the interesting things that you found is that these particular doctors from these six countries are most heavily concentrated in certain parts of the United States. What did you find there?
That's right. So if you go to our website, immigrantdoctors.org, you can see a map. And the map tells the whole story in a single picture. The areas that are shaded most darkly blue, the areas with the highest concentration of doctors specifically from these six countries, can basically be summarized as being the Rust Belt. So there are 1.2 million doctor's appointments in Michigan alone provided by these doctors, 880,000 appointments in Ohio. Basically, the map of the sort of Rust Belt Midwest is the map of where these doctors are most concentrated.
Why is that?
I think this is an area that has a dearth of physicians, and when there's demand and no supply, immigrants will help us to basically address that gap in the medical workforce.
But the doctors who are here now would presumably not be affected by the new executive order of the president. They have visas.
That's correct. The sort of technical method jargon that we use is stock and flow. There's a stock of doctors, but if we cut off the flow of new doctors coming in, we now know exactly where these doctors were providing services. The first holes where this is going to show up is going to be basically unfilled residency slots because of this executive order.
The executive order is not in place yet, but it's supposed to be temporary. Does that not ameliorate some of your concerns?
The match is actually happening now. All the residents have already submitted their preferences. I don't know why the residency program would let someone participate when it seems unlikely that they'll be able to enter the country and become a resident when the hospitals turn over.
So is there any concern right now for those who are currently working here? Or you're saying, again, this is just for those who would be following them in the years to come?
I'm not a lawyer, and I'm not going to make a legal statement, but I have a lot of concern for what happens for the doctors who are currently working in these areas. So, you know, if you were to go home and visit a sick relative, would they let you back in? I mean, I don't know. Clearly, the situation has been unstable, fluid, evolving.
They're supposed to, under the executive order right now, be allowed back in.
That's right. If the order was accurately and consistently enforced and it didn't change one iota, then I think they would be allowed back in. But, you know, basically what we've heard from our sort of social networks is that folks don't want to go home. They're scared to go home. They don't know exactly if it'll be enforced fairly or not.
By the way, where does Massachusetts, with all its medical resources and hospitals, stand compared to places like Appalachia, Ohio, West Virginia?
So I'll give you two answers to that. One is that in relative terms, Massachusetts is not as affected as those other places that we've talked about. The other answer is that there's between 125 and 250 doctors in eastern Massachusetts who are providing care today from these specific six countries that we've talked about. And as we've talked about, I think their status is sort of will become tenuous and uncertain under this new executive order.
What is, Peter, the bottom line for you looking at this research?
The bottom line, I think, is that we should be very concerned about the consequences of this executive order for patient care. One sort of particularly striking irony that has come out of our research is that some of the states where these doctors that we've talked about are most concentrated are Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, West Virginia. These are states that voted for Trump. These are states where Trump supporters in polls seem to support the executive order. And I think it's a sad irony that this is the places that will be most hurt potentially in terms of medical care by the executive order.
Peter Ganong just completed his PhD in economics at Harvard. He was one of the researchers of this report, which is on our website. It's called the Immigrant Doctors Project. Thank you, Peter.
Thank you.